I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Monsoon rains are common in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal. But this year, the rains are especially bad. Christians are taking action. India Partners' Brent Hample says many lost their livestock and their livelihood. India Partners needs your help. $30 can help a family of five for 3 weeks with more than just food.
It can open doors for people to come to know a loving God. Many people in India cannot even conceive of a God that cares for them and loves them. By going in and freely giving, it's just like grace from our Father.
Meanwhile, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India reports monsoon-related flooding has closed several of their literacy centers and children's clubs and delayed church planters throughout India, especially in northern Bihar state. Despite the devastating floods, they're determined to resume programs as soon as possible. Pray that the situation leads to new opportunities to share the gospel in Bihar, where Christians represent less than 0.1%. And Opportunity International has formed a banking partnership in Rwanda. Chairman of Opportunity's President Council Dale Dawson says they're partnering with World Relief and Hope International to open a microfinance bank for the poor. The death rate's incredibly high in Rwanda because most people can't pay a few dollars for medication. The bank will open in the fall, serving 27 districts. They'll also provide small business microfinance loans. Dawson says the whole thing's being run by Christians.
The churches are openly talking about their faith, but they're also talking about meeting people's needs and bringing people together to put faith in action. It's the true demonstration of the gospel.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.